Yeah, well, I'd like to introduce myself, Kenneth Ingram, volunteer reporter and photographer for South Leaf Life newspaper and blog. I'm here today to interview Mark, the landlord of the Paladby Tavern, who along with wife Linda have been awarded YEP Best Pub of the Year. First of all, Mark, we'd like to congratulate you and Linda for receiving the award. Mark, we understand the Paladby Tavern came second last year. And so after about 5 years at the tavern, you must be pleased.
We're over the moon.
Great, accolade. What does it mean to you and Linda to be awarded such an amazing award?
It just goes to show how well liked the Paladby is with the amount of people that voted for us, and it is overwhelming that we've been voted number one this year.
Okay, thank you. I also remember a couple of years ago, you were at Tavern at the pub, along at the Paladby Tavern, and did a review. He commentated in the Yorkshire News Post that he fought for the Paladby as a community pub. What do you think a community pub should be and described as that type of pub?
Just to serve the local people, do things for the local area. As you know, we run the social group on a Wednesday afternoon, which is dementia friendly. We run a mums and tots group on a Wednesday morning. If there's fundraising for any special events, anything local, we try and get in on it to help everything go well. And we try and just serve the community as best we can.
Thank you. It's just over a year ago that a dementia-friendly group was formed in the tavern on a Wednesday afternoon. Me and Peter had an input into that. Could you please tell me what made you and Linda decide to form this group?
Well, as you said, Ken, with you coming in and you mentioning the group running in Rothwell and the possibilities of expanding to other groups, with the pub not opening well 4 o'clock generally during the week, I find it quite a waste, and I thought it'd be very nice to be able to extend a welcome to a dementia friendly group and see what we could do to help the people in and around, not just here, anywhere that wants to come. So they can discuss any problems that they might have with people either in the same boat as them or with knowledge on how to get help for them. And it has absolutely blossomed. It is absolutely marvellous to see people come in who would normally just look at the four walls all week, whether the telly's on at home or whether they've got a partner or not, and running through the same conversations day in and day out, and they come in and they start chatting and having a laugh between themselves, and you see these people actually belly laughing, and it's so warming to see. I take great pride in being able to open up for this sort of service.
Thank you. Right, well, that's more personal questions. When you and Linda do get away from running the Paladby Tavern for a few hours, which is your favourite restaurant if you've got one, and type of food you both enjoy most, and of course, what would you like to drink?
Well, if when we get a chance to get away, go for a meal, our favourite restaurant in Leeds is the Black House, just off the City Square. It's a bit of a steakhouse, but they serve some nice lobster, which Linda's partial to. I like my steak. Linda, well, she likes sparkling wines, champagne. She likes cocktails. She likes brandy. I'm partial to a little bit of rum. But that's where we like to go to be able to relax and have a pleasant evening.
Okay, thank you. Where in the world would you and Linda like to go for a holiday where you've never been before, and why?
Mm-hmm. somewhere where we've never been. It'd have to be somewhere luxurious, somewhere like the Seychelles. Why? Because it's a total escape from everything, total relax holiday. For all we run the pub together, Linda also works as a full-time nurse. So when we get a chance to have a week away, we do like to just worship the sun a little bit, just relax, do nothing, and enjoy the warm weather.
Thank you. Your final question, is there anything you would like to add to this interview before we finish?
Both me and Linda would like to thank each and every client we have that comes in for supporting us over the years, and we would like to give a special thanks to all who voted for us in the YEP Best Pub of the Year, because it's you who's made us number one in Leeds. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for taking the time to interview today.